These five multipliers will make your business way more valuable to buyers. Number one, stop thinking like an owner and start thinking like a buyer. You might love your business like it's your firstborn child, but a buyer, they're not interested in the story of how you started in your garage with $11 and a dream. If your website looks like it was built on dial-up, your social media is a graveyard, and your store signage looks like it's seen three global recessions, we've got some work to do. Here's the big one bite of information you will love, the fastest way to get your valuation up. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Let's be real. Most people only think about selling their business when they're done. Tired, burnt out, Googling, how much is my business worth? While also pricing up flights to Bali. But by then, it's too late to make the moves that really drive the sale price. So whether you're actively thinking about selling or you're just building for the long game and want to make sure your business is as valuable and as sellable as possible, then this is the episode for you. I'm going to walk you through the exact strategies that increase perceived and actual value of your business. Things like brand aesthetics, buyer psychology, marketing momentum, and clean operations. Let's turn that modest valuation into a life-changing exit. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Number one, I want you to think like a buyer. And here's the first mindset that you need to shift. Stop thinking like an owner and start thinking like a buyer. You might love your business like it's your firstborn child, but a buyer, they're not interested in the story of how you started in your garage with $11 and a dream. They want to know, can this business run without you? Is the revenue stable and predictable? And can I grow it without losing sleep and sanity? We've all been there. Buyers don't buy businesses, they buy predictable income with as little risk as possible. And then that means that they're not excited by the hustle. They're looking for a machine, a business that runs smoothly without the founder holding it together. So let me ask you this. If you're answering every customer email, managing every supplier relationship, or needing to approve every single post before it goes live, guess what? That's not attractive to a buyer. Your number one job is to de-risk the business in their eyes, make it transferable, make it automated, make it something they can step into, optimize, and then scale. That's where the premium price comes from. Not the current revenue alone, but the ease of growth. And look, I get it. Handing over control is scary, but so is walking away from an extra $100,000 on your sales price just because you didn't document a few processes. Now, let's talk about your look, because yes, buyers judge a book by its cover. If your website looks like it was built on dial-up, your social media is a graveyard, and your store signage looks like it's seen three global recessions, we've got some work to do. First, the physical. If you have a store, make sure it's clean, modern, and alive. Fresh paint, great lighting, consistent signage. And it doesn't have to be those fancy signs everywhere. Just don't make it depressing. Then online, your website should be fast, mobile friendly, and actually reflect the quality of your product or service. Your social feeds should look active, not abandoned. Think of it as digital curb appeal, because great branding does equal bigger valuation. And here's the truth. Great branding doesn't just attract more customers. It attracts better buyers. A sharp, modern website tells me you care. Active socials shows momentum. Consistent messaging, that is brand trust. And trust drives valuation. Buyers want to see themselves owning this brand, and that vision needs to look clean, scalable, and premium. Don't just have a website, have a homepage that converts. Don't just post on social, build a brand story. And reviews, get them. Google, Trustpilot, Yelp, wherever your customers live, that social proof isn't just for traffic, it's for leverage. Buyers pay more when they feel like they're stepping into something polished and powerful. Also, if you haven't updated your LinkedIn profile since I've just started a side hustle era, now's the time because buyers Google you too, okay? Show momentum with a sales campaign. Now, let's head into this. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Here's the big one bite of information you will love. The fastest way to get your valuation up. You can do this. Run a 3-month sales campaign before you list. Why? Because nothing excites buyers more than growth. It doesn't have to be a 10x explosion, just a clear sign that the engine runs and responds when you hit the gas. So here's the pro move. Run a 3-month sales campaign before you go to market. Why? Because buyers love momentum. They love seeing revenue moving up. Create some urgency. If you haven't done any marketing since the Yellow Pages was holding up your monitors, now is the time. Focus on your best-selling products or services. Create some special offers. And one forgotten area is running a reactivation campaign for old customers. Do a giveaway, run a competition. Whatever you do, make sure you track everything. Show how many leads came in return on your investment and how your list grew. That's just not a marketing win, it's a narrative. And in acquisitions, narratives drive numbers. Remember, you're not just selling a business, you're selling a growth story. And stories with traction get higher multiples. And if you're thinking, Marissa, I don't have time for a campaign, I get it. But if you carve out a few weeks or months to drive a little energy, you could add hundreds of thousands to your asking price. And in my opinion, that's time well spent. Now listen, these 5 multipliers will make your business way more valuable to buyers and that you can start working on them right now, even if you're not thinking of selling yet. Number 1. Systems and SOPs, standard operating procedures. Document the way your business runs. Think McDonald's, scalable, repeatable, founder free. Number 2, your brand assets. Get those style guides, the trademarks, custom packaging, domain names together. These are hard to replicate and increase perceived authority. Number 3, your customer metrics. Know your customer acquisition cost, your customer lifetime value, your churn rate and retention. Buyers pay more when they understand the levers. Number 4, your email list and CRM. A well-segmented, engaged email list is owned media and it's a money printer. And number 5, some clear financials. I know we're here talking about marketing, but we really have to be focusing on the financials. This kills deals the fastest. Messy books. This is the one part that no one really talks about, but every deal dies on your financials. You can have a great brand, great growth, but if your books are messy, your deal is dead in the water. Clean, accurate, and easy to understand financials tells the buyer, this is legit, a well-run business. They want to trust the numbers, not guess or dig through chaos. So get an accountant, separate those personal expenses, tighten up your P&Ls, and have everything in place before you list. Because buyers will pay more for a business that feels stable, professional, and ready to scale. And that starts with clean numbers. It's not sexy, but you know what is? A 7-figure bag transfer. So to recap, if you want to 10x the value of the business, you need to think like a buyer, upgrade how you look online and offline, run a high impact sales campaign to prove momentum, document your systems and brand assets, and get your finances super clean and ready for scrutiny. Whether you're selling this year or 5 years from now, do this work now means you can exit when you want and for the number you deserve. Until then, catch you next time. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.